This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sean and RJ, Mike Fisher in for Choppy. Someone tweeted, brought us and said, so you mean to tell us you don't see Garrett talking into his mic right before the offensive play is sent to the quarterback? Can you honestly answer or not? We watch the games as close as you do, and brought us said, it's Kellen Moore's show. What I would say to that person who tweeted Broadus, Jason Garrett does not speak. He barely speaks during games. So I would bet all the money in my bank account that Jason Garrett is not calling plays. Now, maybe, as we detailed yesterday, he's saying before a drive, hey,
I'd like to see this.
Let's run it a little bit here. Hey, let's not forget what we saw on tape with the safety in the corner. Let's go to this area of the
field.
Hey,
their cornerback just got hurt.
Yes.
Take a look at that.
Now, maybe Kellen Moore is calling Jason Garrett's plays. I don't know, but I believe Kellen Moore is calling the plays.
Where some of this comes from is Fake Sports One, who Skip Bayless made up a story saying, it looks to me like Jason Garrett has taken over, and people believe him. I don't know why, but they do. I don't know how he hasn't lost credibility after all this time, but they do. The offense is being run by Kellen Moore. It's an offense that is supervised by Jason Garrett. It's not any more complex than that. That's it. It's not. There's no secrets. There's nobody backstabbing each other. There's nobody changing plays against each other's wills. And there's nobody going rogue. Furthermore, I'm just telling you what Troy Aikman told me. Do you view him as an authority enough? The quarterback in the NFL goes to the line of scrimmage with choices, including this quarterback in Dallas.
All right. This next piece of information really stings, but the AFC Offensive Player of the Week is Sam Darnold. Who would have predicted that the Offensive Player of the Week would be for the winless Jets against us?
Here's one way to predict it. Who was the Offensive Player of the week before?
Yeah, Aaron Jones.
That'd be Aaron Jones.
So, oh, my Lord.
It's two straight weeks.
And I don't know who the defensive player of the week was the week before that, but it might have been a Saint.
Good God.
Might have been Lattimore.
Could have been Lattimore. Could have been a Saints D lineman. And Kyler Murray was named the offensive player of the week, by the way, for the NFC. All right, let's bring you an update on LeBron. They're burning his jersey in China.
Which LeBron answers, well, at least they bought him.
At least they bought him. So
they've already got their money.
In case you missed it, LeBron basically called out Daryl Morey, who was advocating for rights and freedom in Hong Kong versus China. And LeBron is like, hey, he was misinformed. He was uneducated. And you put us in danger. You put us in jeopardy when we were in China. And yesterday, and then LeBron seemed to backtrack a little bit. And yesterday he was asked by the media, do you understand all the backlash that you're getting?
Yeah, I do. I do, and that's why I wanted to kind of clarify what what my thoughts was and what my words was. So that tends to happen with me. I understand that, and I know that every word that I say is going to be broken down on however you feel or you see. I said it, so it comes with the territory, and that's okay with me.
Is it okay for LeBron, because you brought this up yesterday, Sean, and I have given it some thought. If he's motivated by saying, you know what, say whatever you want about how crappy China is, as soon as I get out of there, we get out of there.
Yeah.
My group of American friends gets out of there. I get that.
I get that, too. The problem is his statement was so bad,
I think.
It made it seem like he disagreed with Daryl Morey advocating for freedom and human rights.
Right.
That's the way it's coming across.
Maybe he assumed that we all are in favor of human rights.
Right.
Maybe that's a safe assumption. But I've been thinking about this. If you and your sweetheart and me and Marsha took a vacation together.
Never happening.
I was going to be all for it.
I would go with Marsha.
And we went to Turkey.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah. And while we were in Turkey, We heard that President Trump was thinking about starting a war with Turkey. Wouldn't we go, well, I mean, maybe, go ahead, but can you wait a week?
Yeah, can you wait a week?
Is that selfish of us, or do we want to live?
Let me ask a really stupid question. Ready?
Mm.
Has the NBA had a business relationship with China for a while?
Yes.
So if we knew and we all think that China's so terrible, why has no one said anything before this? Is that, I know that could be a really stupid question. It's like Cuba.
It's not stupid.
It's like Cuba. Like it's a humongous deal when we partner up with Castro.
They'd not been doing this for 20 years.
Okay.
China had not had this dispute going on with Hong Kong for 20 years.
So how long has the dispute been?
It's only been for the last less than a year.
Okay.
It's only been over the last year.
Okay. So
I think
that's good information to have.
That is good.
But that actually proves the point. That actually proves a point, and you could cite my ignorance on it. The reason I, haven't wanted to talk about it a ton, and I think some NBA people, some don't want to comment on it, is because of a lack of information and knowledge. When Skin sits here and Fish sits here and says, two guys that I think kind of keep up with the world, when I hear those two guys say, I'm not that up to date on it, then I give some a pass who are in the NBA when they're like, I don't really want to comment on it. But that pass is not being given. That is turning into you're a coward. You do know about the foreign affairs. You do know about these subjects. And you just don't want to jeopardize the check that China gives us. You're a sellout and you're a coward.
I bet you Donnie Nelson knows about the problems in China because he's almost a basketball ambassador there.
Yep.
I bet you Del Harris does. I bet you that Steve Kerr, who says he didn't, ran his ass home and looked it up.
He said he did.
I believe him.
Yeah, he said, I've been studying up. I've been reading up on this a ton.
That's good. That's going to have to be good enough. What I don't believe, Boomer Esiason on his CBS Sports Minute yesterday talked about the Hong Kong human rights as if he knew all about it. And I'm like, I've heard in the last year, I've heard 300 Boomer Esiason CBS Sports Minutes. I've never heard him once mention Hong Kong human rights. If it was so top of mind to him, wouldn't he have thrown it in one time?
Or was it a sports topic? I'm not just going to give, political updates randomly on a CBS Sports Minute. Well, although we get Rutgers field hockey updates.
Right. They seem pretty random to me.
Yeah, Boomer doesn't talk about China, but he does talk about Mexico.
And slathered with habanero queso cheese sauce.
So if it's important, if Hong Kong human rights are so important, why are you talking about habanero cheese sauce?
Habanero, Rouge. Okay. LeBron said something yesterday, though. One more clip that I think you might agree with. This is LeBron with the response of the criticism on handling our own business first.
I also don't think that every issue should be everybody's problem as well. When things come up, there's multiple things that we haven't talked about that happen in our own country that we don't bring up.
Mm.
There's things that happen in my own community that, trying to help my kids graduate high school and go off to college is, what's been my main concern over the last couple of years, in my school. Trying to make sure that the inner city kids that grow up in my hometown can have a brighter future and look at me as inspiration to get out of the hell hold of the inner city, and we don't talk about those stories enough, but we tend to, want to talk about so many other things as well. So there's issues all over the world, I think the best thing we can do is, if you feel passionate about it, talk about it. If you're not, if you don't have a lot of knowledge about it or you don't quite understand it, I don't think you should talk about it because it just puts you in a tough position, so.
It's almost like he listened to this show yesterday.
Well, he listened to a wrong part of it. Who is LeBron James to tell Daryl Morey or anyone else what to speak up about? You can't have it both ways.
Oh,
you feel strongly about something, then go ahead and talk about it. But, don't talk about it if it's outside the United States.
Maybe
who's LeBron to talk about? Why can LeBron, props to him, talk about all the injustices and all his issues to help out his local community and the country, but Daryl Morey can't because it's not within the United States?
I interpreted his comment differently. I didn't think he was telling Daryl Morey not to. I think he was giving himself permission to or not to by saying, it's just like with politicians, you know, they can't fix everything.
Yeah.
So they pick three things. They pick three things that are their things.
Well,
so,
Dave McMenamin, part of the reason real quick, yeah. Mike, that I said that, Dave McMenamin, ESPN Lakers reporter, said that LeBron was so upset with Daryl Morey's tweet, he demanded the NBA take action to discipline Morey.
Mm.
So that comes across to many as,
yeah.
Oh, LeBron, you are ticked off that Daryl Morey may have hurt your bank account for saying something that many people agree with fundamentally and morally. So screw you for that. So LeBron
or ticked off because he put me in danger.
Yep.
Because I'm overseas and I don't want to start a war while we're here.
That part's really getting lost.
And can't we fix, I mean, do I have to be here right now to today fix the Hong Kong human rights issue problem? Can we go back to the United States and do that?
Yes.
And by the way, I have a basketball game to play. And by the way, LeBron's completely right. I touched on this yesterday, Sean. We'll do it again. There was some murder involving a cop in Fort Worth.
Yes.
I don't know anything about it. I know nothing about it. I just haven't had time to look at it.
Yeah.
I know all about the one in Dallas.
Right.
I don't know all about the one in Fort Worth. You know why?
And I know about the one in Fort Worth.
Okay.
So it's just a difference of schedule and when you get to
it. Doesn't mean I don't care.
Right.
It doesn't mean you don't care. Frankly, I haven't gotten to the Fort Worth one because I live closer to Dallas than I do Fort Worth.
And by the way, a subject you brought up yesterday, which I agree with, a question where you said, is this going to radically change your mind about LeBron James? And there was a poll out there with a ton of votes. And it was split almost 50-50. I'm not going to change my mind about LeBron and everything that he's done. I think he's done, I think we do this a lot of times.
Yep.
Someone has 25 years of great service and then there's a blemish or there's a mistake. And maybe this isn't a mistake or a blemish. And then we destroy everything they've done. That's ridiculous in my opinion. LeBron has done way too much and he's helped out way too many.
He's done more than you have.
Shut up.
You done more than I have.
You don't know what I've done.
I have a pretty good idea. He's done more than almost all of us have.
Of course. Of course.
And that doesn't mean you have to like his persona or his basketball, but you have to respect that he's a fairly fine contributor to American society.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.